Philip Sample Pierre, okay, these urgent care today's date is 02/24/2025. Your patient is for Miss Patricia Livingston. Livingston spells LIVINGSTON. Patricia spells PATRECIA. Date of birth is 08/15/1946. This is a 78-year-old female here for a follow up period. Next paragraph. Patient indicated she was seen here on 02/13/2025. Diagnosed with. Correction. At that time, she presented here with right ear pain. She was diagnosed with TMJ syndrome and ear effusion and was sent home with the following medication: hydroxyzine. She will take at nighttime period. She also indicated that she is going to be traveling to Germany, and she said that trip is coming up on March 6th. And would like to have a refill of the hydroxyzine because she will be gone for a while. I would like to have medication while she's there, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. In review of systems, patient reports that she still has some fullness in her ear, but said that it's not as bad, said it's getting much better compared to her last visit, period. She also was given a chart for her blood pressure. She brought a chart. Her highest blood pressure has been 167/89. Her lowest has been 104/76. It looks like in the mornings her blood pressure are normal, but in the evenings they're a little elevated, period. We discussed this, and patient said this, she knows exactly what's happening because during the day she said she, quote, eats bad, close quote. However, she denies chest pain, denies shortness of breath, denies edema, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100%. At room air, blood pressure is 110/64. Pulse 82, respiration 18, temperature 97.2. Next paragraph, right ear. And a small amount of effusion. Red TM has good light reflex, no erythema, no bulging. External ear, next line, external ear canal is without edema or erythema. There's no tragal tug. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hair discomfort. Next line, ear effusion. Open parenthesis, much improved compared to last visit. Close parenthesis. And next line, medication refill, period. Patient was given a refill of hydroxyzine. And she was advised to take one at night and just before she flies to take one. 1 to 2 hours before flying, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Next line, an ear exam was done in a clinic. Ear exam within normal limits. On the left, her average is 25. On the right, her average is 20. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.